Eagle Grove Volleyball opened their season on Tuesday night in a triangular held at South Hamilton High School in Jewell. The Eagles dropped both contests they played in to both South Hamilton and Southeast Valley, both by finals of 2-0. The Eagles lost both sets against South Hamilton by scores of 25-7. However, the Eagles gave Southeast Valley a tough battle in set one, only falling by a score of 25-19 before the Jaguars took set two by a score of 25-6. Freshman Addison Jeske led the Eagles in kills on the night with 4 total over the 2 contests. Senior Alexa Jeske trailed closely with 3 kills on her tab. Sophomore Maddie Kaiser led the team in assists with 3, while Kaiser and Alexa Jeske both finished with 1 ace each. The Eagles will look to bounce back from their 0-2 start tonight as they travel north to take on defending top of Iowa Western Conference champions Forest City. The match is slated to start at 7 p.m. and 95.7 KQWC will have the call of the action from Forest City High School. Thursday marks the first major cross-country night for schools in the KQWC listening area, as 6 of the 8 cross-country programs will be competing in various events. The Webster City Boys and Girls cross-country team will be competing in the Marshalltown Early Bird Meet at Marshalltown Community College this evening, with an event start time of 4:30 p.m. Clear and Goldfield Dow's boys and girls cross-country teams return to action tonight as they will travel down to Gowrie to compete in the Southeast Valley Invitational at Gowrie Municipal Golf Course with an event start time of 5 p.m. The Eagle Grove cross-country teams will be competing tonight but in different locations. The Eagle Grove boys will make the trip down to Ames to compete in the Iowa State Invitational at the Iowa State Cross-Country Course, which will begin at 4:45 p.m. The Eagle Grove girls will head east to compete in the Iowa Falls Alden Invitational, which will be held at Meadow Hills Golf Course in Iowa Falls, which will also start at 4:45 p.m. A busy opening week for South Hamilton Volleyball will continue as they host their second triangular of the week when they welcome the Colonesco Royals and the Madrid Tigers into Jewell on Thursday night. South Hamilton's record currently stands at 2-3 after sweeping both Eagle Grove and Southeast Valley in a triangular on Tuesday night. Senior Kaylee Hewitt currently leads the Hawks in kills with 9, closely followed by fellow senior Taylor Remsburg with 8. Remsburg also leads the team in blocks, while seniors Trista Stroman and Paige Evans are first and second, respectively, in assists. Colonesco returns their blocks and kills leader in senior Jenna Hill, while also returning their assists leader in senior Isabel Volker. Madrid returns their kills leader in junior Ella Santee and senior Jillian Dodds, as well as their assist leader in senior Josie Springer. The triangular is slated for a 5 p.m. start at South Hamilton High School. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.